Pictures soundtrack. Praise this. You got Champion Life, Corin Hawthorne, and Burgundy Baker on that track. It's called Smile, here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. This is K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M on a Tuesday morning. It's great to have you here. We're celebrating National Lineman Appreciation Day. You know, every day men and women go to extreme danger to make sure that you have electricity in your lives. And that's why we celebrate National Lineman Appreciation Day. Sometimes they have to go hundreds of feet above the ground in order to keep you connected electrically. So let's honor them and let's appreciate National Linemen on National Lineman Appreciation Day. All right. Speaking of lines, I'm going to throw you one. It's Bible Jeopardy. Here is the clue. In what Old Testament book did Moses lead God's people out of Egypt? In what Old Testament book did Moses lead God's people out of Egypt? You should know this. And if we don't get a bunch of calls on this one, y'all need to go sit down somewhere. Hey, listen, we're going to take a quick 15-minute break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. But we'll be back with more of the good news music, the music that matters, right here on KAYT, KQJOFM, and the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Only be saved. He didn't have to leave heaven and glory for you and I. But we thank God for Jesus. What a loving God we serve. So I can talk about Jesus any day of the week. I'm more teaching than preaching. I don't have any hoop. I don't know what that is. So I'm more teaching than preaching. But from my studies, I learned that Jesus was a rabbi, which means he was a master teacher. He wasn't rolling all down on the carpet. Oh, no, he wasn't doing it. He said he was one that spoke as one having a thought. Are you with me? Jesus Christ is the living word of God. If God spoke it, it got done. God is sovereign. He's supreme. He doesn't have to move at all. Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father. And whenever he sends out the word, this living word, which is Jesus Christ, it goes out and it performs the thing whereunto he sent it, and it never returns unto him void. Hello, somebody. God is God, and he's God all by himself. Michael and I love the same scripture. God is no respecter of person. Man ought not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think. You know, sometimes we go to slip, dip, and entry. Yes, we do. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Sometimes we mess up. And if we don't go back to God, then we tow up from the floor. And the only way back is through Christ. Jesus is the light in a dark place. He's the light at the end of your valley. And no, we're not asking for him to move our mountains. We want to pray to him that he would give us strength that we would be able to climb our mountain. See, sometimes you're going to have some good days. And some days you're going to have some bad days. Everybody can't be on top of the Mount of Transfiguration every day having a good day. You got to come down like Jesus. You can't stay up in the high seat to the synagogue. You got to get down in the valley with the people. Are you with me? You have to get down in the valley. You have to go through the valley. You have to get some scars. You have to get some bumps and some bruises along the way. You can't walk through this thing without suffering. He's a sovereign, suffering Savior. He's a sovereign God is what he is. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There ain't no other way. You can't climb up no other way. You can swing on the vine like Tarzan. But you still can't get up. God is a good God. And he knows exactly what he's doing with us. But let me be real with you for a hot 5 minutes. We're not the only ones that mess up. They've been messing up in every one of these 66 books of this Bible. And they've been messing up a long time, Mikey. It ain't just started. It hasn't just started. God gives us everything that we need to succeed, to excel. He gave us Jesus Christ. He gave us the living word, and all you'll ever need is the word. That's all you'll ever need in your trials, in your tribulations, in your persecutions. All you'll ever need is the word. If you lean and depend on him, he will direct your path. He'll lead you to pastures green. You'll eat of the fat of the land. God has taken care of you here at Pleasant Green. Many years. Many, many years. I remember an older pastor that used to have, Michael Jackson. When I was a younger preacher, he used to come down to Greater New Hope downtown. He and I were good friends. Great man of God. God gives you pastors after his own heart. He knew exactly what you needed. He didn't give you what you want. He gave you what you needed. Are you with me? Sometimes folks don't want what they need. They just want what they want. And they want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. They want it like Burger King. Yeah, they don't want to wait till mama get through cooking in the kitchen. We're going to go down here to BK and get it our way. No, it's easy to do it like you want to microwave everything. That's why the marriages don't last. That's why the churches don't stand, because they don't stand on the word of God. They want a microwave. Some things you just can't rush. And you can't do anything without God. Are you with me? So I just want to talk about Jesus. If you just need a title, I'll title it Alive and Well. Because Jesus is alive and well. We are now in the area where it's after Resurrection Sunday. And Jesus has already ascended to the Father. So for those of you that have your Bible, would you go to the book of Acts, the very first book, beginning at verse 1 through 11, if you need scripture. Recorded here are these words, and it reads as thus. The former treaties have I made of, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. The appearances of the resurrected Christ is this. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days in speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Amen. You may be seated in honor of the written word of the Lord. A lot of things had to take place before Jesus ever even got to this. We can think about all the wonderful things that the Lord Jesus did for us. We sometimes get weary in our work. And our faith needs building up.
Yes, sir.
Just speaking and talking about this Jesus, I can remember when his cousin, John the Baptist, 6 months older than him, Herod has taken him and thrown him into an old filthy, nasty prison. It's probably maggots and dead bodies and feces and rats and roaches and things of this nature down here where John is. And John is heartbroken. And he sends out a cry that, are you the one? Or should we look for another? And Jesus says that John is his cousin, and no man or woman has raised a greater son than him until the least that is in heaven. So John is the best thing that earth has at this time besides Jesus, unless you're already in heaven. He goes out and he starts utilizing his power, his supernatural power, and he begins to make the eyes of the blind see, and he begins to heal the ankle bones of those that cannot walk, the lame, and calls him to walk, and he loses the mute tongue so they can speak of the kingdom of God. He gives sight to the eyes so they can see the face of God. He heals all manner of divers diseases. A display of power that's unmatched. All right? His fame shoots out. John even hears about it in the dungeon of hell. His fame goes out. This thing is big now. It's growing. He makes his move to the city beautiful. He tells them, I must needs go through Samaria. I have to go to Jerusalem. This is where I have to go. And when I get there, they're going to do all manner of things to the Son of Man. They're going to persecute him. They're going to beat him. They're going to scourge him. They're going to spit on him. They're going to treat him like a transgressor. And he makes his way. He stops by and he sees a couple of old friends down there in Bethany. He has a friend named Lazarus that he has raised from the grave. Lazarus is sitting